way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Action.
Hello and welcome to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast with your host and hostess, Joseph and Carol.
Remember a couple episodes ago, for like two episodes in a row, you didn't even do that and nobody missed it?
I did.
Nobody missed it.
It changed the whole flow of the show.
Yeah, not the flows can
in
be good or bad.
In a positive.
No.
Yes.
Flows can be terrible. You have like a backflow, perhaps, on your sewer. You're going to get poop coming up in the basement. That's why they have backflow preventers. I should have put in a backflow. I can't even talk. Backflow preventer on the podcast. So that intro.
Well, you know what? You don't even have a good intro. So there you go.
Until you come up with
something that you think is so fabulous and has a better, air quotes, flow.
I see.
This is what we're going with.
All right, fair enough.
So welcome, everyone. If you're just tuning in for the first time, this is how the show goes.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in for the first time, don't make it the last time. And also,
for those
tell everybody else that they need to listen as well.
Yes, like and for those of you that are repeat customers, you're used to this shit.
Yeah, sorry. So, but you keep coming back. So who's the fool now? I suppose we should get this out of the way real quick.
What's that?
Betty White is dead.
All right.
Yeah, I don't care.
I didn't know her personally.
I don't understand all of this. We've talked
about
this before.
It
kind of
sucks because she didn't make 100, right?
Yeah,
like,
but
that's always kind of a cool thing for somebody. But
99 is not a bad number.
I'm not, you know, sobbing or anything.
Yeah, it's so silly. Mm-hmm. Everybody, oh, Betty White's died. So what? I don't know why she was that beloved.
She was all right,
beloved,
I guess.
Beloved? Beloved?
Beloved, did you
beloved.
Say?
That's going to be my rap name.
Like
I said
a loaf
beloved.
Of bread?
Yeah, but I was just, I was pronouncing the word differently intentionally. Stick with it here. A loaf of bread. You're a loaf of bread. You're a heel. You're part of a loaf of bread.
Anyways, I'm going to live to 95.
Why 95?
I don't know. That's just what I think, and I'm going to go with it.
Do you think your mother's also going to live to 95?
I'm not going to comment on that.
Okay. I just said, do you think she will? I didn't say to you, you know, there was no intention.
But knowing her, yes, and many after that.
She'll be there to celebrate your 95th birthday.
Yep.
That's hilarious. But speaking of old ladies, I'm a hero, basically, is...
You're my hero, dear.
Well, thank you, but now I'm somebody else's
did
hero
I
as well.
Tell you you're my hero?
You just did, remember? Duh.
Okay, so I have a bad Bette Midler impression.
Oh, that was Bette Midler?
Isn't she the one that sang that song,
that
hero
Boz
song
Skaggs
from the
or somebody.
80s?
I don't know. Yes, she did sing that song. But anyway, yeah, I'm basically a hero.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Rite Aid last night. It was really windy yesterday. So
yeah, it's been a really windy
winter here. But yesterday it was cold and windy, too, so it sucked. So I go in, got vitamins and deodorant, come back out. As I turn the corner out of the door, like, you know, they have those handicap parking signs that are,
yes,
like, sticking, you know, up 5-6 feet.
They're signs, yes.
Yeah. Do you know what a sign is?
Here's your sign.
You're going to sign my death certificate. This old lady was just clutching onto it. She couldn't move. She had a cane, too. Not that that would necessarily help in that situation, but this just shows you that she's really old and can't get along well as is.
She probably shouldn't have been driving.
Throw in 25, 30 mile per hour wind gusts, and all she could do was hang on to that sign for dear life. She looked terrified. So I went over, I'm like, can I give you a hand?
Unfortunately, the only thing that came along was you. Ugh.
Yeah, but guess what?
She might have been better on her own.
She made it into the store safely. So I'm like, can I give you a hand? She goes, yeah. So I put my stuff in one hand and I kind of do like the prom thing. You know, she grabs that. She clutches that. She's got her cane in the other hand. And we're walking real slow to the door. We get to the door. She's getting ready to walk in. And we had stood there long enough where the door started to close again. So I had to reactivate the door. And then she got her in like the vestibule area. And she's like, oh, thank you. I go, I'm sorry to tell you, I will not be here to help you on the way out. But good luck. But yeah.
See, if you were a real hero, you would have.
I was a real hero, I would have gone in there, paid for her stuff, walked her back to the car, invited her over for dinner. And maybe she's some rich socialite that we were unaware of. And she's like, you guys are so nice and you've been so kind to me when nobody else will. I want you to have my estate when I die.
Good job.
And
we missed out on all of that because you were like, hasta mañana, old haggy baggy.
I did
and
not
you left
promise
her in
to
the
see
doorway.
Her tomorrow at all. I did not say I will see you tomorrow because that would have been a lie. And heroes don't lie.
No, instead you just kicked her in the ass, shoved her in the vestibule, and took off.
Gave her a push, she falls, tumbles, cane goes flying, later, lady. Yeah, so she could have been some rich socialite. We'll never know.
No,
you know, that
no,
could have been
won't.
Our opportunity to live comfortably until you're 95, perchance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lost yep. opportunity is what it is.
Nice job.
And you can't always win them all. Sometimes you got to take the L.
Well, it was very nice of you to help that poor old rich lady to the door.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she took down my license plate number or something, or she asked store security, like, can you get that guy's license plate? She's going to track me down. She has resources. She's wealthy. She probably has a guy that she can just call and say, hey, here's the license plate.
Kinda she's like, got a guy for anything. Why didn't she have somebody go to the store for her?
She's a very independent woman. She is strongly and fiercely independent. So,
mm-hmm. Just have whatever she needed delivered, yeah. perhaps.
Do you think she has Amazon? Probably not. She's probably going to Rite Aid to pick up like blood thinners and shit.
Okay, you can actually have your prescription shipped to you.
Anyway.
That's a thing.
Yeah, so that's that story.
All right, nice.
That was exciting, I know.
Did you?
I'm a pretty exceptional human being.
You are, dear.
A lot of people wouldn't do that.
I don't always give you credit, but you are.
I deserve that credit, for sure. So what were you going to say, please, dear, and thank you?
Nothing. Moving on from hero status to godly status. Let's see. Did you hear what the Pope said?
Was it in Latin? I may have heard it. I would not have understood it.
You realize Latin isn't his primary language, right?
You think he doesn't speak Latin? He's the Pope.
Well, I think they probably speaks enough.
Are you referring to the fact that he's from Argentina?
Why did you just sound like an angry Russian?
That didn't sound Russian.
Didn't sound Argentinian.
Oh, God. All right. You want to show me what you got here? What did the Pope...
Anyways, first of all, I follow God on Facebook. And that's how I saw this post.
Follow God on Facebook, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Please continue.
However, the Pope says that people who have pets instead of kids are selfish.
Fuck that guy. That's ridiculous.
Says the single childless man.
I'm single and childless?
No, the what? Pope.
Oh, the Pope. I thought he meant me. I'm like, no, we're married, remember? Did he say why?
I did Joe level research.
Oh,
I
gotcha.
Just saw the headlines this literally just before we came on the air right now.
Yeah, okay. I can't take away from your research. I do the same thing, so can't criticize you for that. But so people that have pets instead of children are selfish.
He claimed that a denial of fatherhood and motherhood and it diminishes us and takes away our humanity.
Really? That makes no sense to me. He does, he's the Pope. He has access to information. They probably have Wi-Fi at the Vatican. Can he not Google, maybe he can do Ask Jeeves even. I don't know what browser they're using, but...
Ask Jeeves? You're so old.
He could say, are there people who can't have children? And it would come up with a slew of articles, scientific studies perchance, that would say, yes, some people are unable to have children. That doesn't make them selfish. It makes them incapable of reproducing.
Well, now that is your, it's a funny thing that you brought that up because as I'm scanning here, it says that he did at least mention that there are people in existence who want kids but can't physically have their own due to high risk. The mother are infertility issues, yada, 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 but seems to dismiss any other reason by advising people to just take the risk because he says so. Having a child is always a risk. But there's more risk in not having a child.
Some would say there's more risk in having your child hanging around with priests.
It's a point.
So stick that in your pipe and smoke it there, Pope. Pope pipe? Does he have a Pope pipe? Do you think?
Maybe.
Is there like an official, I don't know, he looks like he would smoke a pipe. And I wonder if they call it the Pope pipe.
You got to be a Pope to use it. Maybe he does. He's got to get through his life somehow, right?
I guess, yeah. I wonder what he puts in there. Does he like smoke incense? Do you think it always smells like incense at the Vatican?
I don't think you can smoke incense or that you're supposed to, at least.
I knew somebody that smoked catnip one time, so I think you could smoke anything.
Probably you.
I did not smoke catnip. I never inhaled, so. Well, that's good to know. Our reproducing days are behind us, so it's not a concern.
Yes.
You know, as far as the Pope is concerned, we did our duty.
True.
Our due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
Our required reproductive rights.
Yes.
As Catholics.
To help
the world repopulate itself.
I gave the world, my womb gave the world a boy and a girl. So, you know, I'm even Steven.
Even Steven. Yeah, I'm lopsided. I am lopsided on that, yeah. You know what else there was the anniversary of recently, too? It was in 94, but it was when Nancy Kerrigan got attacked at that figure skating
place.
She
took the metal pipe to the knees.
Took the crowbar to the knees or shins or wherever it was. That goddamn Tonya Harding, trailer trash, skanky son of a bitch, and her boyfriend Jeff Galooly. Come on. The guy's name is Galooly. Are you going to really trust him? That sounds like a made-up name anyway.
Tonya Harding.
Yeah, that was marked the anniversary. What was that, like 25 years then, right? 94?
Yeah,
like
I was that. I was too little to remember.
In 94? You were with a child already. What are you talking about?
Shush.
One of those kids that you were just referring to that came from your womb was already in the world.
Shush it.
Yeah, that's when she got the old clubbing.
Yep.
That's when they conspired to take her out. And they did. I don't know whatever happened with all that. I'm sure people were like banned. I don't know if like there were arrests or anything like that. I don't even know.
I don't remember.
It doesn't matter. But it's such a silly thing. It's hilarious though.
It was hilarious?
She gets done with the hard workout, Tonya Harding. She goes, how do you do? You're getting there. And she just goes, level with me here, coach. Am I ever going to be better than Nancy Kerrigan? And the coach hemmed and hawed, kind of went, kind of just shook his head no. And that's when the plan was set in motion. She realized that the only way to take
Nancy
Kerrigan out.
This isn't even a good story that you're making up.
It's not made up. I did some research.
Nope. You didn't.
Fine.
You can't when you say that line that you did research, we know you're lying.
It's already bullshit. Speaking of bullshit though, we need a new scale. That scale in the bathroom is ridiculous.
I don't think that it is. I think it's pretty accurate.
Can I tell you what I went through this morning? So yesterday evening, we went to the Y and ran indoors because it was really cold and windy.
Yes.
As mentioned with my heroic acts in the beginning of the podcast.
Yes, and it's running at the track at the Y is a nice place to do some speed work.
Yes, which is what our workout called for. We'll get to that.
And I really like doing it there.
All right, stop. All right.
What?
Jesus, man. Nobody asked about what you like.
I know.
But anyway, so we went running yesterday evening. Normally, I'm running in the morning. So I'm used to like running. And throughout the day, I guess I'm burning, right? My metabolism's elevated, blah, 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 blah. I eat food. I eat dinner. Go to bed and wake up and I weigh myself. Well, I worked out. We exercised in the evening this time. So my body was presumably burning overnight. So I expected my weight to be a little bit lower this morning because of that. And it normally would be. But I stepped on the scale and it was like 9 pounds lower than where it was the previous day. I'm like, I know that's not right. I wish it was, but it's not right. So get off, let it reset, step on again. It's then 10 pounds more than it was with that 9 pound reading. The first two readings went from there's a 10-pound difference between the first two readings of me stepping on the scale this morning. I did it another few times, never got the same number twice.
Did you check the batteries? Are they not in all the way?
I did not check the batteries, but if they're not in all the way, it wouldn't turn on, right?
No, remember I told you the other day, it went all wonky. It was turning on,
but
it was being real weird, and it was giving me like...
I don't know, but we just need to get a new scale. I started looking into like actual rotary old-school scales,
okay.
So we're going to get one.
Yeah, because those are accurate.
Why wouldn't they be?
the little scale thing wings all over the place. It's like,
that's only if you're doing like jumping jacks on it, which is stand still, it'll stop.
And you can't really see what it's on. Is that on, you know?
Don't
is that 120? Is that 123?
Don't worry, old lady. There are some that have bigger numbers on the dial, so it's easier to see. So you'll be fine.
I don't know. If you're gonna do that, you might as well just go for like a clinical scale.
You can get those; they're expensive, though.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying. Can't you get like a one from like a used medical auction or something? Yeah. Got doctor's offices closing. You can get the scales.
Probably
for
could.
Cheap.
But anyway, I'm sure there's a secondary market for that.
I'll have to
look into that.
I'll check the market.
Yeah. Check Facebook Marketplace. That could be, see? Find like a doctor's commercial scale or whatever
Maybe.
They're called. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you mentioned speed work. Did you want to elaborate on that because you love it so much?
What do you mean? Like, what was our workout?
Well, you said you love speed work. When people hear speed work, they may not know exactly what that is. So for people who don't run...
I think we spoke. This is our first cast of the new year.
It is.
And we haven't mentioned that yet.
Happy
New
Year,
everyone.
Yes.
Whoa. We are slacking.
I know.
You know what it is? We've already fallen into the humdrum winter boredom where every day just kind of runs into the next and it all just kind of sucks.
It really does. Yeah. It's kind of weird.
But,
and especially working from home doing that, too. It's strange. But anyway.
But I think in the last cast, we spoke about a race that we were going to do.
A half marathon trail race.
So 13.1 in the end of February. So this week, we started our official training for our 8-week training plan. And as part of that, as most training plans for... we'll have in there, they have a day of speed work. And that can be a couple of different things. It can be considered a tempo run where you, for part of your run or all of your run, you push the tempo to almost be like your race pace. So it's kind of like the fastest you can run while, you know, for that distance and maintaining that pace the entire time. You can also do intervals where you are, you know, you run hard for, say, a quarter mile, and then you recover for a quarter mile or something to that effect.
So you're building hills, things like that. So you're not just doing runs at the same old
Right, you're not just
pace.
Putting in miles.
Right, you're getting in there, you're doing work, which helps. And it helps to, obviously it helps you because you're, you know, running at a faster pace and you're getting your body more acclimated with that. But it also works different muscles when you're running faster as well, which is really important. Yes.
Yes.
So last night was speed work at the Y on the indoor track.
It was.
It wasn't too bad. That's the first time I've done speed work in, a year and a half, 2 years? I don't know. In a long time. I didn't do it the same way you did, but I did it, you know, that was more appropriate for my level of preparedness at this point.
Right.
But it was fun. It was. Yeah. It was a good workout.
Yeah, it's always fun there. You know, the track is a little cushy. There's no elements. There's no hills. You just get to rip.
But you know what I find, though, for, like, tempo run stuff, like you were talking about, that it's easier for me outside because... I'm looking at my pace on my watch periodically and making sure that I'm staying at the right tempo.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that indoors. It's a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, I'm usually pretty good. Like, I feel like I'm usually steady Eddie.
Steady Eddie,
yeah.
Huh?
Like, I usually can feel my pace. So if I go out for three, I can easily pick the pace and just keep it at that for the three.
All right, do that next time. Let's see. Prove it.
Okay.
Got like built-in GPS?
I do. I don't know what to tell you.
You've got global pain in the ass system or something. That's your GPS.
You're just jealous, that's all.
Yeah, I'm really surprised though that my watch doesn't pick up in there. I know I didn't try it yesterday when we were at the Y, but like I've been there before and like indoors at the house, like I could turn it on right now. I'll get GPS in the house.
That's
so if
weird.
It worked at the Y, that would be very helpful. But it doesn't.
Why? You know how many laps are a mile?
Yeah, but I lose count. Even like that first mile. You're like, was that five laps? I'm not counting. I don't
know.
It
was during our warm-up, so I think we may have done an extra lap just to make sure.
Did we? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, you asked me. I'm like, I don't know. No more questions.
Oh,
But yes, we are training for that. Part of the training, too, so we have a plan. It's this 8-week plan that we talked about last time because that's the amount of time we have to train for this half. But it also involves, other than speed work and those tempo runs and that type of thing, cross-training.
Yes.
So I have been following the plan this week, and I've actually cross-trained, done core workout stuff 3 times already as well, in addition to a couple of runs.
Mm-hmm.
And we're pretty close to having our bikes set up on the trainers in the basement.
Yes.
So we have our bikes on trainers. It's the thing that just kind of elevates and helps the back wheel roll, so you can actually ride your bike without going anywhere. But we had them set up in the attic last year, and it's really cold in the attic in the winter because our attic is not heated. So I dragged them into the basement, which is now that we have gone through over the course of the summer and cleaned up and organized the basement, there's space for the bikes down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty decent little setup, too.
Yeah, it's
took
that
little TV there. We can watch the training videos on there. It's going
to
be awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to have to need to hit that thing.
You're going
to
need to hit
that. I'm going to have to start sitting on it. I don't want to, but I know I have to.
Yeah, you actually have an event that you have to train for in August? September.
September
10th, that's right.
Yeah, September.
So, yeah, you definitely have to do it. But for me, that's one of those cross-training sessions, at least during the week, is to be on that. So you need to do what you need to do on those tires and get them inflated, please.
Okay.
That's your job. I dragged everything down from the attic, 3 levels of the house down, and set it up.
You realize these are, like, super light bikes. We're not talking about, like, you know, the heavy steel 1980s bike.
I would argue, I would say that is true. And that the trainers for each of those bikes probably weigh
more than the bike
2 or 3 times as much.
Yes.
But when I did those, I didn't take the trainers off. So I had to very strategically hold the back tire and the trainer, which is very heavy. So it was not an easy task. It was an impossible task.
Work
it was
smarter,
John Wick,
not harder, Joseph.
Yeah, but I didn't want to have to take out those things and let the tire out. I don't even know how that works.
All right.
But anyway.
Anyways,
we got to get that
we'll
set up because I'm looking forward to doing that too. Because that's
in
a good
preparation and yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be okay.
I actually have to finish because I'm running a new outlet in the basement. You're kind of for this purpose, but.
No, you just look for reasons to do weird shit like make new outlets as often as you possibly can. I don't know. I think it's a little weird, but okay.
Hey. I can do it. Why not? I had all the materials. So, yeah.
Okay. Mr. Electricity.
Yeah, it's fun.
Remember the electric company?
Yes, I do. Kind of like the ghetto version of Sesame Street.
Why was it ghetto?
Yeah.
It was way, I want to say it wasn't way better, but it was still a super cool show.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay.
Remember in the beginning, it had people bouncing on trampolines?
Do you think that, I think that I didn't really watch a lot of that. I think that's kind of like how we had cable and you didn't growing up. That I don't even know if our TV got the electric company because it was so high end and uppity.
Mm-hmm.
And here you are.
Back in the 70s.
Is that what that was on? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I do remember actually seeing, like, you know how you remember something sometime. I remember that when we lived in Ahwatukee, Arizona, this one family babysat my brother and I, and they had a son that was like our age too. So we just, it was like hanging out all day basically. But I remember watching it there, which is weird. That was like 1978 or
9. Yep. Sounds about right.
Yes. But what about the electric company? That was just because we were talking about electric?
Yeah. You know.
Oh, all right. Do you want to talk more about electric? Because I could do that.
No, God, please no. Electric company, electric eels.
Electric. Dr. Teeth and the Electric Orchestra?
Oh, my. No, they're not an orchestra.
What is it? Dr. Teeth and the Electric
Mayhem.
Mayhem. There you go.
Man. That's right. I am a little bit of a Muppets fanatic. So you knew I would know that.
Yeah, so you shouldn't even like the Electric Company because Muppets and Sesame Street are like their cousins.
Well, yeah,
right?
But it's not like an either or. It's not like you like the Electric Company or Sesame Street. You couldn't be a fan of both.
Well, I think you're being disloyal to the Muppets if you watch and enjoy the Electric Company, knowing that their product, which is targeting the same demographic, a.k.a. Sesame Street, is that you're not watching that and that your loyalty should reside with Jim Henson and Frank Oz and what support
they were
programs.
On the same channel, same station.
That's who was in charge of the network then? That's terrible.
The public. It was Public Broadcasting Association.
Is that what PBS stands for? Public Broadcast?
Are you for real?
No, I'm not for real. What
it is. I can't talk
I love
anymore.
That you bit on that, though.
What? Oh, my God.
Are you fucking with me right now?
I need a vacation. From you.
There are some nice documentaries on vacation spots on PBS you can watch.
Sure. Tell you where I'm not going.
You are not going to hell because you're an angel sent from the heavens.
You've never spoke more clearly in your life,
right.
More correctly.
See?
Yes.
It's because I'm a hero now, and I need to act more responsibly and really just...
So you can see my angelic aura all of a sudden?
Sure. That's what it is. You have an aura.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Where don't you want to go?
Paraguay.
Why wouldn't you want to go to Paraguay?
Because the piranha are eating people.
The piranha?
Yes.
I'm assuming these people are in the water.
Well, yeah, they're in the Paraguay River.
So if you know there's piranha in there, get the fuck out. It's not like they're walking the streets attacking people. They've evolved. Good God.
But for real, the piranha, they left 4 people dead and more than 20 injured this year.
What the fuck? Really?
Yeah. Like, there are so many that are, and they're pulling people under the water.
Jesus.
It's not like you're just, like, in the water, swimming along, walking, and all of a sudden, you know, you feel a little bite, a little nibble.
Yeah.
No, they're, like, grabbing you and pulling you under.
And they're, like, swarm fish, right?
I guess.
Like, there's, like, a pool of them. Is that what it would be called?
A school?
Oh, yeah. School, not pool. I need to go to school.
You need to go to school. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're not in the pools, probably, so that's good. Well, I mean, it doesn't mean you have to, like, diss the entire country. You could just go there and not go in the water. I'm sure there's other things to enjoy in Paraguay, like some coffee and I don't know what else is in Paraguay.
I don't know. You might be right, but, you know, until they get their piranha issue in check, I'm not sure I want to give them my presence.
Do you know the capital of Paraguay?
Piranha.
No, I don't know either. I just was trying to see if you knew. I have no idea. Want to guess what it's called? Capital of Paraguay. It's going to be like Paraguay City. Is it going to take like the lame way out?
Portofino or...
Portofino.
Porta something.
Well, you got to pick one.
I don't know. I'm making stuff up.
Yeah, I know, but this is a legit... I don't even know how to spell it. There it is. Let's see here. The capital... Montevideo.
See?
Yeah, I should have known that. I think I should have known that. It's one word, actually, but...
Oh, so it's Montevideo.
Yeah, but they don't have an accent, a tilde, if you will, on any of those letters, so I wouldn't know where to put the accent.
Well, I just told you. I corrected your pronunciation,
You were not.
It's Montevideo. Everybody knows that.
It probably is. You're right, because it's Spanish.
Not
so.
Montevideo.
Montevideo. It sounds like
some crappy old... I was your Jewish friend, my friend Montevideo.
Come by, see Montevideo. I got all the VCRs. It's sort of like a Jewish shop in the New York City in the 80s. You're looking for a VCR and videos, come to Montevideo.
There you go.
It's like that, you don't see Goodfellas, never mind.
How many times have we watched Goodfellas?
I don't think you ever paid attention,
like,
though.
Like 800 times. I could probably start reciting things from
that movie. It was like the wig guy. Was it Saul? I should know his name. No, Morty, maybe. But anyway, it sold wigs. It had terrible commercials. It was hilarious.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Oh, what is this?
This is the theme song of your life.
Of my life?
Yep.
I don't know if it's of my life.
How many theme songs have you written in your life?
None.
Okay, this is one.
Is it?
Yeah, so this is the only theme song of your life.
Now, why would you hit that? Did you think I would have a posting for today?
Yeah, you should. That's your only job pretty much for this podcast.
That's not true at all.
Yeah, it's the only one you do sometimes. What?
That's so wrong.
What?
Anyways, so of course I have a posting for today.
See?
And now I've hit a lot of different topics on my Facebook Marketplace post segment. But this one, I don't want to say it's weird. I mean, I think it's kind of weird, even for the target market. It is a gold uterus lapel pin.
Are you sure it's not like Uranus, the planet?
No.
This is uterus, so...
It is. It's a golden uterus. It is a gold alloy pin in the shape of a vagina with faux pearls for ovaries and faux diamonds along the vaginal canal with a heart-shaped faux diamond in the center of the uterus.
Who's selling that?
I'm not going to give...
No, you're not going to give their name? Why? They're on Facebook. It's not like it's private.
Let's see. I'm not even sure I have it here.
All right. Doesn't matter. That's fine.
Yeah. It doesn't. So,
do you think it's an OBGYN, perhaps? And it was just like a gag gift that one of their colleagues gave them, and they're trying to sell it now because they fell on hard times. Because, as the Pope said, people are having pets, not kids.
Well, no, there's like, I mean, this is an actual, like, it's not like a local post. It's one of these, you know, we'll ship. They've got stock of these.
So they're mass producing the uterus.
Yes, and it is targeted. So the tags are like cancer survivor, ovarian, cervical endometriosis, hysterectomy people, OBGYN.
I see.
Gynecologist.
Wow. All right,
ships for $4. They only cost like $9.
Is this your way of saying that's what you want?
Why would I want this?
Why not? You had two kids. I'll get you two of them. They'd be called your uteri pins then at that point.
Anyways, it's weird. It looks weird. I don't know. Maybe if there's a gynecologist out there listening, maybe you could come back and let us know. Would you wear such a pin?
It would be fun. Like I said, I think it's a gag. Wear that to the party and people are like talking and they keep getting distracted by looking trying to figure out what your pin is.
Maybe. Like, I don't know.
Hey, Chuck.
I mean, I guess the design's kind of pretty.
No,
I suppose if you're a doctor of that, it might be something you could put on your lab coat.
Sure. Be like soldiers wearing medals and on their
Maybe if you're a fertility doctor, perhaps.
Yeah,
I don't know.
See? See, you're making fun of it, but we've come around to see that it's probably a very thoughtful, heartwarming gift for the right person.
I guess.
We just have to find who that right person is.
I'm not sure. It seems weird to me. I don't know.
I think you're being really judgy.
I've been told that before, so get in line.
That's what I think. Got any other hot off the press stuff you want to talk about?
Hot off the press?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I don't.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
Because we've talked about stuff that I wanted to talk about today.
Oh. Well, here's something that was kind of interesting. So, in New York, sports fans, you've always had... Buffalo's always been able to say we're the only New York
football
team. In
Bingo.
The NFL, right?
Correct.
Because the Giants and the Jets, they both play in New Jersey.
Yes.
So Buffalo's really the only team. The fans of the Jets and the Giants have filed a lawsuit.
Okay. Against whom?
The NFL.
Okay.
Or whomever. Saying, essentially, that either they want the name changed to New Jersey, since that's where they play, or they have to move the teams back to New York.
Who filed this lawsuit, first of all?
It literally says that it is fans of the Jets and the Giants.
Oh, yeah, see, that's just nonsense. Those are just a bunch of dum-dums getting together and go, hey, let's sue.
Wouldn't it be fun? Something came of it?
It's not. Yeah, it would be funny, though. But didn't they just build,
a new lawsuit filed on behalf of fans.
Oh, boy. So didn't they, within the like last year or two, just build a new giant, not, no pun intended, with the New York Giants, but they built a new stadium, right, that they both play in?
Oh, I don't know. I know I they both share a stadium, but I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's brand new, too, so it's not
but
like
yeah, they're saying that the NFL is trying is knowingly trying to trick fans into believing they are rooting for New York teams.
Hmm.
When, in fact, they are not New York teams. They are New Jersey teams. Misleading the fan base.
So they play at, it's called MetLife Stadium.
That sounds about right.
And that is, looking at this, not too
their current lease expires in 2025, by the way.
But it's not like right across the river type thing from New York. It's a little, I mean, it's not a far boot, but it's,
it can't be a far boot. New Jersey's not that big.
Well, no, but I mean, you know, if it's like right across on the other side of the what is that, the Hudson River or the mm-hmm. East River, whatever, understandable that, you know, could say like you can see it from the shore. It's New York. But here's my plan and what my thoughts on this is. I think New York should just use what's it called, eminent domain, and take over the land that the stadium rests on, and they road to it. So that way it can be called the New York Giants and
well,
New York Jets.
Why can't you just change the name? Like, why can't you just be New Jersey?
Because nobody wants to be New Jersey.
Well, then why the hell did you agree to play there?
Because it's cheap land with a lot of bodies buried underneath it, and it's easier to build there than it is in New York.
Anyways, back in 2007, several New York State lawmakers tried to introduce a bill that would have forced the out-of-state teams to remove New York from their names.
Oh my God.
It died in committee, and it never made its vote.
Died.
So it's not the first time they're trying to do something.
Righteous death in committee. That was nonsense. That's why the court systems are so clogged up with this. Got fans suing because of the football name, team name that says New York and not New Jersey. That's been that way forever. Go to hell.
All righty.
Fucking New Jersey people.
Yeah, I guess so.
On that positive note, okay. Ready to wrap this thing up?
I guess.
First one of 2022 will be in the can, much like me in the morning.
True.
Yeah.
For hopefully, a good portion of your morning.
Hopefully this will stink less, though.
Couldn't stink more.
It could, man. All right. Well, it's been fun.
Yeah.
I'll see you next week.
Yep. Same pace. See you at the studio right here.
Yeah.
Hopefully the dogs won't fart as much then.
Yeah. Something's going on with the stomach. One of them's grumbling quite a bit. So we'll see. All right. I love you.
All right. I love you, too. Can you be funny next time and not going through all the... That would be much appreciated. Thank you.